T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Direct from the Intercom Broadcast Center, Shannon in the Morning, checking in on our star phone is a Grammy-winning singer, producer, songwriter. This guy sold more than 30 million records. Please welcome Richard Marx to the show.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Richard.
Buddy, we go back a ways, don't we?
I don't like to talk about that.
He doesn't like years.
Yeah, it's a little depressing, isn't it?
Well, look how long you've been recording and singing.
Well, 32 years since my first album came out.
We kind of grew up together, didn't we?
We did. We did indeed. We've had some good times.
Take me back to when you first worked with Lionel Richie on some of his biggest hits. You were like a session musician and a backup singer then, but you and Lionel got along pretty well, didn't you?
Well, I really owe him maybe my entire career, because, you know, there are these pivotal moments in a person's life, and Lionel Richie was certainly responsible for. He was the first guy of any stature to hear these first 4 songs I had written. I was a senior in high school.
Wow.
And it was through a friend of a friend of a friend. I could barely believe that he even heard my demo tape. I had my phone number written on the back of it in pencil, and he called the number just to talk to me and tell me, hey man, I heard your songs and I think you're really talented and you should move to LA. About a year later, I graduated from high school. I looked him up. He was starting, he had just left the Commodores and was doing his first solo album, and he said, why don't you come by the studio? And he ended up having me sing background vocals on You Are the Sun. You are the rain.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine Lionel Richie having dinner with, maybe some friends, famous friends, maybe
right.
Barbara Streisand or Kenny Rogers, said, who are you writing with? I'm writing with this kid. He's a senior in high school. What? What are you talking about?
Not a good look.
Speaking of Barbara and Kenny, NSYNC, you work with all of them, too.
Yeah, I've had, I've had this really incredibly fun and rewarding career as a songwriter and producer for an array of other people, and Barbara Streisand and Kenny Rogers and NSYNC and Keith Urban, and actually, what is coming up pretty soon, which is a little odd. Anybody remember the Tubes?
The Tubes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's your buddy, Fee Waybill.
Fee Waybill is my lifelong best friend. He's my kid's godfather, and we've been in the studio, aside from me making my own album, I've been producing Fee's latest solo album. He hasn't made a solo album in about 30 years, and he's still singing his butt off, and we wrote 12 rocking songs, and I've been producing that, so that'll be coming out pretty soon, too. But yeah, Scott, I've been so blessed to work with these incredible people as a songwriter and producer, and had this completely separate career from my artist career. It's been a blast.
Do you find it as satisfying when you're working with these other artists and creating big hits for them as it is for yourself?
Well, it's a different kind of satisfied, Patty. It's, uh-huh. I never have the feeling of, oh, I wish I'd held on to that song for me. I always am so happy when somebody turns a song that I wrote with or for them into a hit song. It's just more
money,
more good stuff.
More money, more money.
And it's more money.
We're talking to Richard Marx. He's a he's an up-and-coming star, and he's going out on tour, uh-huh. And it's the coolest combo that I've seen, because all these Summer Shed shows take place every summer. Of course, that's when the Summer Shed show should be.
That would make sense, Scott.
But this is kind of an unusual pairing, I think, you and Rick Springfield.
Very cool.
Well, I mean, Rick and I, musically, it's a really fun pairing, because between the two of us, our whole show is, songs people know.
Hits.
And when we got together to do this tour, it was funny because we've been friends for 30 years. He was at my first bachelor party. That's how far we go back.
Well, you've only had two.
I've had two, yeah. But he was, we've been friends since I started out. I remember I was playing the Greek Theater in L.A., which you know very well.
And yeah,
sure.
It was on my first tour, and somebody said, Rick Springfield and his wife are here. And I was a big fan of Rick Springfield. So we met that night, and we've been friends ever since.
I still tell a great story about you and me. I brought my daughter to see Richard at Garden State Arts Center.
Right.
Yeah.
And he says, why don't you MC the show? What? I'm just here with Kathleen. No, you got to MC. You got to introduce me. I said, oh, okay, I'll do it. So I got up there. Mm-hmm. You remember the opening act, Richard?
Was it Wilson Phillips?
No, it wasn't Wilson Phillips.
Was it Henry Lee Summer?
No, it was a guy from Canada.
Oh, Tom Cochran.
Exactly. He had a big hit out there called Life is a Highway.
It was great. He was a great performer.
I went out to introduce him, and I couldn't think of his name.
Oh, this is the infamous story.
That's right.
And I'm standing out there, and the crowd's out there, and I said, hey, you're going to love this guy. I turned around and said, how you want me to introduce you? And he says, just say my freaking name.
I don't know your freaking name, man.
One of my favorite singers when I was a kid was Eddie Cochran.
And then
there's another guy named Wayne Cochran, who was out of Miami, a great performer. And then I'm going, finally, at the very last minute, after I stuttered and stammered, I remembered his name because he was in a band called Red Rider up north. But
I found
I have you to thank for that most embarrassing moment in my professional life.
I felt like it was the least I could do, buddy.
I know 8 years ago, you actually put together Hugh Jackman's first stage show. Did you work with him on his new one?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I mean, this tour that he's doing now, which is just kicking butt around the world, is sort of just a bigger extended version of what we started to come up with in my living room years ago when he did his one-man show on Broadway, and I helped him put that together. And, you know, look, all I can tell you is, of all the famous people you might meet in the world, there's nobody with more class than Hugh Jackman.
Wow, cool.
Not even Tom Cochran?
Not even Wayne Cochran.
Okay. Richard Marks going to be at the St. George Theater in Staten Island with his buddy Rick Springfield October the 18th. Tickets are on sale right now, Ticketmaster.com. Then you're going to be out with Patty in Montclair at the Wellmont Theater. You should let her introduce you. She lives about two blocks away.
Exactly. I'll walk over.
And she'll remember Rick Springfield's name.
Right.
I got to go. Richard, great talking to you, man. Come see us.
You too, pal.
See ya.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.